Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Milt Nielsen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting second. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting third. The center fielder, Bill Higdon. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Ostrowski. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rocky Krznick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Malone. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Bomber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Kuzava. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Kuzava. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bomber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krznick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Nielsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Higdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higdon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Higdon reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nielsen. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Higdon scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Rocky Krznick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ostrowski. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Berardino applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krznick fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Milt Nielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nielsen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kennedy. The throw from Malone and he is out, Krznick applying the tag. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick strikes out. One out. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bomber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bomber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bomber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kuzava is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzava hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Wynn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuzava for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell who is chasing the ball. Kress reaches third base with a triple. Philly goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Higdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higdon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Higdon takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Michaels hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ostrowski hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dobie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon moves to third. Dobie moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vernon scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Milt Nielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nielsen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nielsen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzawa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Krisnick hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malone hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bomber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bomber is 0-for-1 in the game. Bomber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kuzawa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzawa is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuzawa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Higdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bomber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Higdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higdon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Higdon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bomber misplays the ball. That's an error on Bomber. Boone moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Krisnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Milt Nielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nielsen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nielsen hits a fly ball into center field. Higdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Michaels strikes out. One out. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ostrowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Krisnick hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malone hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive towards third. Krisnick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive towards third. Krisnick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Higdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Jim Bomber. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Kuzava is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzava is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuzava hits a line drive towards first. Vernon catches it and throws to Berardino, who tags Zernial for the double play. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino misplays the ball. That's an error on Berardino. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Bill Higdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Higdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Hancock now playing shortstop. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hancock misplays the ball. That's an error on Hancock. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krusnik juggles the ball. That's an error on Krusnik. Milt Nielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nielsen is 0-for-3 in the game. Nielsen strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Philly throws the ball into Krusnik, who tags Hegan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Berardino goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Nielsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ostrowski strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnik is 0-for-3 in the game. Krusnik hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Higdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzawa picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kuzawa. Mitchell moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Boone moves to third. It's 8-3, Indians. Bob Kane now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nielsen. Malone reaches second base with a double. George Metkovich pinch hits for Fred Hancock. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Nielsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Malone moves to third. One out. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Bob Kane. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.